Brian Boyle here, and welcome to another episode of the Mesh Tongue Running Show. Hope all are well. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. And, hey, give a call in either on the station here, or if you've got any questions, feel free to give me an email, or shoot me an email, rather, at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at company5k.com. That's number 5k.com, and I'll be happy to get back to you. I want to talk to you today about what I would consider fair weather running, right? And I'm gonna admit I have become a fair weather runner. I don't compete anymore. So for me, the lull of going outside, in snow and rain I'm not a big fan. However, with that being said, if you are competing, if you are, going out after, some personal goal of, running your best time or competing in a race, whatever, I think it's absolutely essential that you learn to love the grind of the snow, the ice, the rain, the heat, the humidity, all of those elements that are, because of the fact that I think what it does is it does two things. First, I think it actually allows you to train in the variable environments that you're going to be in, okay, or potentially could be in, okay? So if you're thinking that the perfect day, 70 and sunny, low humidity is going to be what you're racing in or competing in, you're absolutely not thinking clearly. Okay, and not to put anybody down, but I think that if you've been running long enough, you'll realize that the elements can sometimes be against you. You could be training in 50s and 60s and show up on race day, and it could be absolutely miserably, in the 20s and 30s. And likewise, it could be raining, it could be snowing, it could be doing any number of things. I think the other thing what it does is it gives you the mental capacity to understand that things won't always go the way you plan. Okay, and so what that does is it allows you mentally become stronger and realize that, hey, you know what, you can still make it through a workout, you can still make it through and get your time, you can still make it through and run, an interval session in the rain, you can still make it through, and realize that, you woke up on that particular day and things weren't exactly how you had planned them in your brain or in your training log or, what you were hoping for, and yet you can still make it through. So I think that's where the power of having the experiences of being in the elements and being out there and not being like myself, the fair weather runner, that is just waiting for the perfect times to get out and go for long runs or do whatever. I think that's where the power is. So to you who get out there after it on the less than desirable days, I applaud you. I was there. That's why I think it's so important. Today I'm not there. Okay, now I'd rather coach folks and take care of people, but I understand that the reality of it is that you got to get out there. It helps to just build you up as a better runner overall, helps you mentally, helps you just kind of get used to different variables, and I think that's it. So what are your thoughts? What do you think about the training in the elements? I know a lot of folks will hop on a treadmill rather than getting out after it. They say, well, it's raining, I'll just go on the treadmill. Especially folks that have access to a treadmill either downstairs, or easily accessible to a gym, whatever it may be. Have you found that, if you've compared between the two, have you found that consistent training in the variables has helped you, or have you found that you've been okay even just kind of training, and picking and choosing what your training environment is? So, love to hear. Hope all are well. That's it for today. Another episode of the Mesh Tongue Running Show. I'll be back again. Okay, please share this with your friends, your family, your training partners, but whatever you do, don't go hurting yourself to come back. And until next time, Brian Boyle, Mesh Tongue Running Show. Take care.